Supermax is not a new superhero, but rather it is a federal penitentiary administrative maximum facility. It's a federal prison located in Florence, Colorado. Security is, to say the least, tight. Unofficially known as ADX Florence, it also is known as Florence AdMax, Supermax, or the Alcatraz of the Rockies. It is operated by the federal government. It is part of the Florence Federal Correctional Complex. ADX houses prisoners who are deemed the most dangerous and in need of the tightest control. Among the most notables behind Supermax security are Omar Abdelrahman, the Islamist terrorist who was involved in planning the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski, convicted FBI spy Robert Hansen, and Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Terry Nichols. Supermax is for the worst of the worst. About 22% of inmates have killed fellow prisoners in other correctional facilities, and in Supermax, prisoners rarely see each other, and their only human interaction is with correctional officers. Security at Supermax is paramount. Good afternoon, this is Ralph Jensen. I'm the editor of Security Products Magazine. This afternoon I have Bob Hood with me, the former warden of the Supermax facility, a federal facility located in Colorado. Mr. Hood is a national security specialist for GE Security. Bob, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
You're welcome.
Just a few questions. You're the former warden of Supermax, located in Colorado. What role did technology play in keeping your facility safe and secure, and how important was technology to overall operations?
Technology played a real significant role. The Supermax, incarcerated the nation's most disruptive, escape-prone inmates in the federal system. So we have the potential for internal and external threats, and by combining our staff, the quality of staff we had, their training, and of course the appropriate technology, it really was invaluable.
As a society, we can't deny the increased use of technology. It's everywhere, and it continues to evolve each day. Where do you see technology going in terms of correctional facility security?
I see a greater use of non-intrusive technology. For example, trace technology, where you can identify the potential introduction of drugs or explosives into a correctional facility. Instead of relying on traditional canine units, cavity searches, and time-consuming shakedowns, all those are important and all those would probably continue, but I see the greater use of non-intrusive. The inmates that we have now pretty much are familiar with traditional security methods of introducing contraband. And I think what we need to look at is if we're going to have inmate visitors, if we're going to have volunteers, contract staff that need to come into the institution, and we want to maintain a very civil environment within that facility, we need to continue to utilize and develop less intrusive methods of checking for contraband and issues like that.
How would better increased levels of advanced technology-based security in prisons be beneficial to prisons nationwide?
Overall, the use of the trace technology, contraband such as cigarettes, narcotics, would be easily detected and help the nations be more secure and less costly to operate and create a safer environment for everyone in the prison as well as in the community.
You know, talking about technologies and the ones that you're familiar with in the prison system, how would they, in your opinion, how would they benefit society as a whole?
I think what happens is, the taxpayer expects a great return on the money they spend for prisons and corrections in general. And I think that the technologies that I'm referring to simply would maintain the order and control within the correctional environment and can keep the community safe in that process. We have a different type of inmate. They're more violent, they're more disruptive, there's more radicalization that occurs in the prison settings than years ago. And they're also working with less staff and limited budgets, so when you really line all those variables up, the new technology does benefit society by allowing us to maintain control in a facility that's almost not designed for that in many ways. Using the technology to assist society in keeping the inmates in while still keeping it in a least intrusive manner.
What's your take on the mix between technology and human capital? And maybe a follow-on question, is there a stronger argument for one over another?
Technology must match the mission. Too much can create a closed prison. You can, Supermax is all over the country, but that's not what we need. About 95 to maybe 98% of the prisons in this country are open facilities. Inmates are coming and going to programs and work details, etc. So I think what we're looking at is, yes, you need we need technology, but it needs to be in a less intrusive application, matched by the human resource that you have. The big objective for the prisons are to really return inmates to society in a better condition than they received. So there's a balance, and it's a very sensitive balance where too much technology, if you end up taking away too much of the too many of the human resources, there's a negative return. So I think what we need to do, and we're doing that now by hiring, GE is doing that by hiring folks like myself that can team up with other people, team up with the innovations that they already have in GE, and have me go out, take my expertise to wardens and facility managers throughout the country, and kind of look for that appropriate balance. How do we maintain staffing levels, and when they are reduced, how do we use technology to supplement that?
You talk about an appropriate balance. Is there a limit to how much technology is good or bad?
Well, the limit would be, and again, this would be, each person would have their own opinion on it, but the limit is this. I think we just need to do it smart. The amount of technology, again, goes back to what you want to create. We're not looking for supermax prisons throughout the country, but I think even in the lower prisons, the low camps, the federal correctional institutions, state correctional institutions, regardless of the mission, we simply have to match the technology to the mission. I think all facilities can use trace detection, for example. I think every prison in America has an issue with introduction of drugs, introduction of contraband, and that certainly impacts the inmate population as well as the safety for staff and the general public. So I think what we need to do is look at what technology matches the mission. Do we want a supermax? Yes. And then we have a supermax. We match it with certain technologies and certain staffing levels. But I wouldn't suggest that it needs to be consistent throughout the country, that every prison has to have the same technology or the same levels of security, of course.
Well, do you think there can ever be too much technology?
I don't think it's. I haven't seen examples of that. I think when the if we depend too much on the cameras, too much on the audio, visual detection systems that we have, I guess it could go in that direction if you kept reducing your human resources. That's when there'd be an abuse of it. So I guess an answer to your question would be, there needs to be that balance. Can it be too much? I just don't see that happening, because I think there's enough need and desire and common sense being applied out there. But that's what I'm doing. I'm going out to different prisons throughout the country, and I'm asking the superintendents and the wardens, give me some feedback. And that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that there needs to be a balance, not pushed one way or the other.
I think one of the questions I wanted to ask was, should all prisons or correctional facilities receive the same amounts or levels of security? And basically, if I understand, you're saying that it depends on a case-by-case basis. Would that be fair to say?
Correct. You're simply matching the mission, technology to the mission, case-by-case basis, yes.
Well, then what would be the best distribution of technology among prisons?
Well, the distribution, again, comes down to at the higher levels, certain technology would be needed. At a lower open camp where there's not even a fence line or mobile patrols, there's a different level for security. But I think the common denominator would be this. If there's any consistent application for technology, it would be in the introduction of contraband domain. That's a given throughout the country in all levels. if you say, well, how do you keep a person from escaping? Then there's a big difference whether you're in high security like the Supermax or you're in a medium security or right down to a camp where, you know, there's 500 inmates with two staff members at night and they could walk off at any time. So technology can be applied in all those settings, but I think we just need to use our money appropriately, use our technology appropriately, and I think that's what the public is expecting us to do to begin with.
Given your experience as the warden at Supermax, in your opinion, what's the biggest challenge wardens and administrators face today?
So the increased prison populations, the decreased budget and staffing levels, they're just two variables that just jump out at me. Money aspects as well as the human resources. And combined with all that, when you look at some of the older prisons, the changing MA populations, having more gang activity, more violence, more disruptive inmates, and then balancing that out with a large percentage of the MA population having serious mental illnesses, an older population, when you really balance this all together, you insert that one variable I mentioned before, the introduction of contraband. You know, you want to have an open prison, you want to have a civil environment, but then there's always, unfortunately, a minority of inmates trying to escape, trying to introduce contraband. So the biggest challenge I see is how to deal with that increased population, the decreased budgets, and know that the introduction of contraband is an ongoing characteristic of the inmate population. They're more sophisticated, they know our old techniques, and we can't just continue to say, open your mouth, touch your toes, look in your ears, and we're checking you for contraband. So I think it comes down to the biggest challenge is introduction of contraband, specifically the narcotics.
Bob, you know, when I introduced you as the National Security Specialist for GE Security, really, you're kind of a strategic counselor aimed at corrections and high security facilities. Is that correct?
That's correct, but really the challenges I face is being the warden of the Supermax, they're really just a microcosm of wardens in small, medium, large correctional facilities around the country. So part of my new role with GE is to lend my expertise to wardens and facility administrators and help them apply the appropriate balance of innovative security technology and solutions with existing operations. There's no attempt to say stop your operations. It's simply looking at the existing operations and making that balance that I referred to earlier.
Bob, thank you for taking time to visit with me and with our readers today. I sure do appreciate your time.
Thank you as well.